理课堂听 class.com。
Question number one.
Can you believe what Carol said when Professor Franklin asked her that question in class today?
She really put her foot in her mouth this time, didn't she?
No kidding. I'll be surprised if she even shows up tomorrow.
What are the speakers saying about Carol? Question number two. Can you believe it? I was just notified that I've been chosen to give a speech at the annual meeting of the Alumni Association.
Congratulations! That's an honor reserved for only the best students.
Yeah, I just hope I'm up to it. Public speaking has never been one of my strengths.
What does the woman mean?
Question number three. What's gotten into Larry? He just went out and bought an expensive new stereo system. I think he spent close to $1,000 on it.
I don't know why you're so surprised. He's always doing crazy things on the spur of the moment.
No wonder he's always trying to borrow money from somebody.
What are the speakers saying about Larry?
Question number four.
It's getting awfully close to the deadline for casting all the roles in the play. Do you have any idea who will get the lead?
That's a good question. As far as I know, no one has been ruled out yet.
No one except me, that is. I was notified this morning.
What does the man mean?Question number five. Those people in the apartment across the hall play music every night until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep and I can't study either. I've just about had it with the situation.
You and I both. I've talked to them several times about it already and it hasn't done any good at all. Maybe we should try something else.
What is the man saying to the woman? Question number six.
Do you think we have much of a chance of getting an apartment in that new complex for graduate students? It would be nice to live in someplace new for a change.
I couldn't agree more, but they're being assigned on a first-come, first-served basis, so I wouldn't count on it.
That's too bad. I kind of had my heart set on it.
What can be assumed from the conversation? Question number seven.
So, now that you've finally moved into an apartment off campus...How are you and your new roommates getting along?
I just got into an argument with one of them last night about whose turn it was to clean up the living room.
Uh-oh, it sounds to me like you're getting off on the wrong foot. Didn't I tell you it'd be hard getting along with 3 roommates?
What does the man assume about the woman and her roommates? Question number 8. I don't think anybody has told Mike about the changes in the schedule. He wasn't at practice today.This is the second one he's missed. If he misses another session, the coach will drop him from the team.
I've already thought of that and tried to give him a call, but he wasn't at home.
One of us had better make sure he gets the word.
What does the woman mean?
Question number 9. The hard disk on my computer is so full that the machine is starting to slow down. I suppose I'll have to have a larger one installed.
Maybe I could back up some of your files to CDs for you.It's a much cheaper way to get some more space, and CDs don't break like hard disks do.
Great idea. Cheaper and safer. Why didn't I think of that?
What will the woman probably do?
Question number 10.
What about taking advantage of this weather for a ride in the park? We probably won't have more than a few more weeks like this, and I need the exercise.
I wish I could, but the rim on my bike's front wheel is broken, and I don't have the money for a new one right now.
Why didn't you say something sooner? I have an old bike that's just gathering dust. I bet the wheel would fit.
What is the man saying to the woman? Question number 11. Didn't you say you had a great idea for a short story for your creative writing class? Can I read it?
Good ideas I've got plenty of. What I don't have is the chance to do anything with them.
Well, nothing's going to get done as long as you're lying around here.
What does the woman mean?
Question number 12. How was that lecture you went to the other night? Was it as interesting as you thought it would be?
Most of it was fascinating, but there were quite a few parts of it that I couldn't make heads or tails out of.
That shouldn't have surprised you. After all, it was by one of the top minds in astrophysics.
How does the woman feel about the lecture?
Question number 13.
Susan told me that you and Kevin gave that new Italian restaurant over on Harbor Street a try last night. How was it? I need a new place to take Joanne for her birthday, and I can't afford to spend a lot.
The food was fabulous, and the prices were cheap, but I really can't say much for their service.
You know, I've heard the same thing from one or two other people.
What is the woman's opinion of the restaurant? Question number 14.
We must have gotten another 6 inches of snow overnight. Look at it all out there.
Yeah, but we could still use some more between now and the weekend. Another foot or so in the mountains would make the ski conditions ideal.
Yeah, but if we get any more, we may not even be able to get into the mountains.
What does the man mean? Question number 15. Ken, I know you enjoy classical music. How about going to the symphony with me this Friday evening?
I'd enjoy nothing more, but the cost of the tickets is a bit too steep for me right now.
Don't give it a second thought. It's already taken care of.
What is the woman implying?